I love the fact that if you go to mlive.com, you'll be able to watch this radio show. And right now you'd see Brad Williams, Vice President, Government Relations of the Detroit Regional Chamber, joining us. He runs all of the chamber's advocacy efforts. And you're based in Lansing. Your office is real close to here.
Yeah, I'm right kitty corner. It's a short commute this morning, Paul W. I think, you know, a lot of folks don't realize we're the Detroit Regional Chamber, but we do have a full-time Lansing office focused on working with state government to deliver results for our members.
I, for one, wouldn't have even thought about the fact that you have the whole area up here covered by your office and the Detroit Regional Chamber Lansing operations. What are some of the issues that you're focused on right now?
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing that's on the top of our members' minds right now is our transportation system. With the deep freeze we've had over the course of the last couple weeks, we're seeing potholes pop up, and it's just another reminder that we haven't been properly funding our roads over the course of the last several years, and now's the time to take that on and figure out a way to fund our transportation system for the long term, whether it's the federal government or the state government or both.
And we're all dealing with the new changes with the new mayor in the city of Detroit, new council members, all of that. We're paying close attention to the governor's $350 million plan to fund pensions and help the DIA save its art. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and we're incredibly excited to hear more about the governor's plans for the city. We all watched the announcement last week very closely, and I know there are still a lot of details to come. But I think the thing that's interesting is over the course of the last 3 years, this governor has spent more energy and more political capital trying to do what's best for the city of Detroit, certainly than any governor in my memory. And we're certainly confident that his plans are going to work out, and we look forward to being in the trenches with him trying to get them done.
All right. And one final thought, Brad Williams, Vice President, Government Relations, Detroit Regional Chamber. The governor's immigration announcement, that's aimed right at business, right at your members.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our members have been clamoring for work on immigration for a long time. And I know you were up at the Mackinac Conference last year and you heard what Governor Bush had to say about immigration. But we think the governor's approach is a really unique approach and a voice that's needed. You know, to bring 50,000 new high-skilled immigrants to live and work in the city of Detroit certainly goes a long way towards restoring the economy in the city and restoring the population in the city.
Yep, absolutely well put. Brad Williams, Vice President, Government Relations, Detroit Regional Chamber. Thanks for crossing the street and coming over to visit
us. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're happy to be at the MLive Media Group Lansing Hub, the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760 WJR.